All right, we are holding on Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis at the Mishnah. First word line. Sag the Mishnah, Ein Ma'atzmin Es Hameis B'Shabbos. So Rashi says, Ein Ma'atzmin means Es Einov B'Shabbos. Afilo Ach Yitzias HaNefesh, the maze is by Eva. So one is not allowed to close the eyes of a mace. We know that when Rachman al-Tzan, a person, is so after a short time rigor mortis sets in and the limbs become very stiff, and in a normal situation one closes the eyes of the mace and one makes sure that the jaw is shut and does all the various things. But here we're saying that on Shabbos one is not allowed to close the eyelids of a mace, and from here some are medayik that you see that the concept of tiltul mukta is even if you don't lift up an item from the ground. I mean, here the mace is, you're not necessarily lifting up the mace, you're just moving one of the Eivarim, and still we answer it, midin total mukta, say matzmas ames for Shabbos, b'lei b'chol im yitzias nefesh. We know that at a time when the individual is called a geisus, when death is beginning, and it's very unclear in halacha at what stage one is deemed a geisus. What actually is considered gesisa? What are the signs of gesisa? But, says the Mishnah, with yitzias nefesh, one is not allowed to move the body at all. The maxim im yitzias nefesh areza shefech damim. That is considered shefech damim. Rashi says, shebeterech muat mikarev misasa. Even with a small, with a tiny thing, it's possible that you could be mikarev the death. And therefore, one must not touch the individual at all. Good. Zog the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan hama'atzmai im yitzis anefesh areza shefech damim. Mashal ner shakava vayalachas. You have a ner which is kind of ebbing away. It's dying out. Adam inech etzba'oi aleha miyad kofso. And you just stick your finger on it, and that's enough to extinguish it. So even the smallest thing, the smallest movement, is enough to bring about the makib apatish of yitzias nefesh. Tanya v'shemim gimli loymer haraitze shi'is atzmu einav sholmei. So it's a Shabbos, and one wants, again l'chavad hameis, one wants that the eyes should close, but you're not allowed to do it. I mean, often what one does is usually one covers over the body with a sheet, but you also want the eyes to close, but you're not allowed to be metalkal. So what does one do? It says the Gemara, Nefech le'yayin b'chotmoy, you should somehow insert wine through the nose, v'neisen shemen bein risi einov, and then you also put some oil between the eyelashes, and so on, v'eiches b'shnei goyd le'raglov, and you hold the two toes, big toes of the feet, and that will cause the eyes to close. So it seems to be that doing all these things together will bring about the desired effect. Tanya Shemeng Men Gamliel Emer Tinik Ben Yoimoy Chai Mechalin Lavis Hashabbos. David Melech Yisrael Meis Ein Mechalin Lavis Hashabbos. Like we saw beforehand, when David HaMelech was Niftar on Shabbos, and Shlomo HaMelech went to the Chachamim to ask, what should he do? How is he able to be metal to him? He was in the Chama, and so on. But if you have a one-day-old child, one is able to be Mechal Shabbos. Now, the Rishonim say, it doesn't mean exclusively one-day-old, meaning if you have a fetus, and the fetus is also in suffering some type of a trauma, which could cause about the death of the fetus, so you could also be Mechal Shabbos, says the Ramban. So it's Lav Dafka, one day old, is just mentioning it to show the distinction between the two. So too, Tinik Ben Yoy Mechai Mechal Alav Es HaShabbos, what's the Pshat? Amr Tera, Chalel Alav Es HaShabbos Echad, Kedei Sheyishma Shabbos Es Harbe, it's Kedai to be Mechal one Shabbos, in order for the Tinek, who will develop, to be Shema Shabbos's Harbe. David Melch Yisrael, Eim Mechalno Alav, Kevin Shemais Adam, Batel Men HaMitzvahs. So Anad Am Rabbi Yerkanen, B'meisim Chavshi, Kevin Shemais Adam, Nasa Chavshi Men HaMitzvahs. So here the Gemara is saying a kind of like some type of a of a measurement, of an evaluation, that it's kedai in the long scheme of things to be mechala one Shabbos for the sake of ensuring subsequent Shmir Shabbos. Rav Dafka, this is really the ikar reason why one is mechal Shabbos, because we know, let's say, if we know that one is mechal Shabbos even for Hatzalas Chaye Shaw. Let's say you know that the person will only live for another 3 days. And the person will not have an opportunity to be Shemar Shabbos. Nevertheless, we still see Mechal Shabbos. So we learn out from the Chaybev. So this reason is not necessarily what we kind of halachically use to be Kaveya under what circumstances one is Mechal Shabbos. To Vitanya, but it is nevertheless used, and there is a discussion. I mean, it's quite a hot topic about Hatzalas Nefesh Akum B'Shabbos. So we know that Halacha L'Maisa, certainly it's done, and the reason that Eva is one of the main reasons which are given, but in explaining this seemingly strange thing, why one would not necessarily be matzel had it not been for the reason of Eva. So you do find this concept, which is used, meaning that even be Yisrael, the only reason is because of Chalel Shabbos Achas Kedeshi Yishmar Shabbos Hasarbe. And if you would have a Fraid, the same thing would apply, that we wouldn't smitzad this reason, we also wouldn't be matzel. So there's no difference with smitzadat. Happens to be, there's also the reason of the Chayba. The Tanya, Shimon Laza, I am a Tinnik, Ben Yoyimai Chai, Ein Sof Lashimri, Minachul, De Minach Barim. It doesn't need any type of protection from animals. Ava Oig, Melach Abasha, and Mei, Sof Lashimri, Minachul, De Minach Barim. So he needs to be protected from weasels and rats and so on. Shnema, Umay Rachem, Vechitchem, Yiyah, and the Pasuk says, I'll call Chayas Asadah. So we say, Kolzman Jadon Chai, E Mase, Muteles Ala Bries, Kevin Shemes, Botla, E Mase. Rashi says over here, the Chitchem, Loshen Chiuschem. So Loshen Chius. So so long as you have Chius, meaning there is the Tzelem Alekim, which is present, and that is something which is nicker on a person's face, so that's the place where it's manifest. So the Chayos are able to detect that, they're able to see the Tzelem Alekim, and that's what causes a certain yira, and so on. Amra Papa Naktin and Aryeh Abitre Le Nafal. Fascinating thing. Says Rav Papa, we have a Kabbalah that Aryeh Abitre Le Nafal, a lion will not attack two people. What's the pshat? So we're saying over here that when there's a Tzelem Alekim, the Tzelem Alekim causes the animals to not to attack. Once there's two, and there's this tzlamim, there's actually more than one tzelem alekim, there's two tzlamim, then that is able to thwart and prevent even an aryeh from attacking. That's what Rav Papa says, we have a Kabbalah. Frag the Gemara, very nice, but Baruch Chazin and Denofel. But we know of cases, we have seen cases, where the aryeh, an aryeh will attack two people. Says the Gemara, who could the Rami bar Abba? The Amar Rami bar Abba ain't chayes shalatis ba'adam ad shenidma kibehema. Shneema adam bikar bal yolin nimshal kibehemas nidmu. Meaning to say that the only reason why this happens, says Rashi in the top line of the other column, could the Rami bar Abba the niknista alav misa the nidma la'ari kibehema. Meaning once in Shamayim, they have been goyzer misa on this individual, so to a certain extent, that tzelem alekim has diminished. It's not so pronounced anymore. It's not so strong. Rashi says, "Nimshal misha chaya mishelis baby adua kibayim nidmo." Meaning, if it's mishal, and the mashal explains that the lashon of nidmu and nimshal are very similar. Hence, the drasha one is milashon to be mishal. One is milashim to be nidma. So the animal will be moshal on the person if it's nidma be'enav ke, like a balchai. Why? Because it's niknesel of misa. And once it's niknesel of misa, so then the tzelem alekim has already gone. That is what And that is what the Gemara is saying. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Asur Lishein Bebayis Yechidi. A person is not allowed to sleep in a bayis yechidi, the chalayosh in the bayis yechidi, a chaztoy lilis, says the Gemara. Now, very interesting. I mean, it's the lashon of the Gemara is pretty strong. Osur lishan bebayis yechidi, it says, implying that there is an actual isser. And if you look at the main mishkot over here, Gimel is just mitzayin the smag. But this doesn't seem to be brought. I mean, definitely the Peskim do bring this, but there is a din as to what this means. Some say, for instance, that it means specifically at night. At nighttime, one is not able to sleep in a bayis by himself. And that's the way the Rush and the Rif bring it, specifically at nighttime. There is a discussion, what about if it's nighttime but you have a light on in the room? If you have a light on in the room, does that somehow compensate for the fact that it's nighttime because you've got a light on in the room? Is that okay? And what's the pshat? Why, if you sleep in a room by yourself, then this particular shade is going to attack? So the Maran says the reason why is because just like with death, so obviously the tzelem alekim is removed, so too when one sleeps, which is 1/60th of death, so then the tzelem alekim has been diminished, and once it's been diminished, then one opens oneself up for attack from animals and from demons v'chulo. Yeah, v'tanya Shimon Lazar Aymer asay. So we're going to discuss a little bit some of the inyanim of tzedaka. So he says, "Asei ad she'ata meitzei." You mean to give tzedaka so long as you're able to. Rashi says, "Ad she'ata meitzei asei tzedaka ad she'ata meitzei lemish lases." So long as you find aniyim, give. You're going to give to the aniyim so long as you're able to do so. Meaning before Yemes HaMashiach. Once we get to Yemes HaMashiach, there will not necessarily be any aniyim for you to give tzedakah. Tzedakah, as we mentioned a few weeks ago, the Rambam paskins, I think roughly around Perek Yud in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, that tzarech li zayir the mitzvah tzedakah yesim mikol mitzvah aseh shebatera. That's the Rambam paskins. So give, says Shimon ben Lazar, so long as you're able to, before you make a Mashiach, meaning you've got money, it's in your hands, it's still in your rishus, before you die, it's under your shlita, you know, chaperayin, if you can give tzedakah, chaperayin and give. Whatever you give, that's the only thing which you're able to take with you. And this is what Shlomo said, b'chachmasa, he said, uzachar es b'irecha, Bimei b'churei secha ad asher lo yavoyu yimei hara, meaning give in your youth before the yimei hara come your way. You should give. What is this referring to? This is referring to elu yimei hazikna, and this is referring to yimei hazikna. And vehigiu shana masher teimer ein libem chayfitz eli meisam mashiach shein mem leischus v'lechayva. Meaning you want to do it as soon as you can, because once you reach yimei zikna, and once you reach yimeisam mashiach, then you will no longer have opportunities to do so, and therefore you should do it while you have the opportunity. Meaning the Gemara seems to be saying that once one reaches the tkufa of yimeisam mashiach, then there will not be any aniyim anymore. Meaning, lav dafka, that all the mitzvahs will be mizbato, but there will not be aniyim anymore, and therefore chaparayin. And that's what Shlomo Melech was saying also. And that says the Gemara, pligi de Shmuel, da ame Shmuel, ein beinei mazeli mes Mashiach, ala shibud malchus bovach, nema ki lo yechto, evyim mikerev haaretz. It seems to imply that there will always be evyonim, the kerev haaretz, and even in the times of the Mesa Mashiach, there will be evyonim. Fine. Tanya Rebbe Lozer hakaper oimer, lo'oilam yivakish adam rachimim al midazu. Meaning, when it comes to this concept of tzedakah and becoming impoverished. One should always daven that a person does not become impoverished. She'im hu loy ba, ba b'noi, v'im b'noi loy ba, ben b'noi ba. Meaning, it's the type of thing which it seems to be somewhat inevitable. Eventually it's going to catch up with one of your descendants. She'ne'amah, because it says in next week's Sedrin, Parshas Re'eh, how does the pasuk begin? It says, "Nosayin titim loy," meaning give tzedakah, give to the ani, v'layera levavcha besitcha loy, and you should not feel bad about it. Ki biglau hadavar azeh. So we're going to focus on the words biglau, and it says yivrach Hashem lekecha, and so on. Tana devei Rabbi Shmuel, gal gal hu shechayze ba'olam, meaning this concept of wealth, prosperity, anius, and so on. This is a galgal, which is chayzeh ba'olam. Some say it's like it's totally on mazel, on the galgalim. These are dvarim ha'chayzrim, and therefore eventually it's going to catch up. Amr b'yosef naktin, and we have a kabbalah. Haytzur v'mirabon and loy ma'ani. A young talmud chacham will not become impoverished. Frag the gemara once again. What do you mean? V'halkach hazin and the mi'ani. We see that there's plenty of poor. Talmid Chachamim says the Gemara, "Isa de Me'ani Ahaduri Apischa LeMahader." Even if we become impoverished, he will not need to be Chayzer Al Hapsachim. He will not need to be Chayzer Al Hapsachim. So the Mefarshim explain that there's a particular tsar and there's a particular embarrassment for a person who has to go knocking on doors. And that oini mechur, says the Meiri, is not something which a young Talmud Chacham will have to endure. Some explain the Mashal says that the pshat is that someone who's a Talmud Chacham and knows that the ikra is not the gashmius, they're able to be mistapik b'mut. They're able to live with the bare necessities, with the pas b'melach teicha and so on. And therefore, they'll never be in such dire straits that they will have to go knocking on doors, because they'll make do with the bare minimum, and therefore they won't need to go and be chayzal psachim. Others say also because if you have a young talmid chacham, he will find favor in the eyes of other people, and they will help support him. They will provide for him. The Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchos Tzedakah, I think it's in Reish Mem Vav or Reish Mem Zayin, says that he has a Kabbalah biyadov, he has a Maseres biyadenu, ma'aseinu, that if a person goes and collects tzedakah for others, then that is a tremendous skula to prevent one's own children and grandchildren from becoming impoverished, that they will have to go and be chayzer al hapsachim.
And what do we say about the Birkat HaMazon, Rabbi? We say, Shelo Raiti Tzadik Ne'ezer Zaro V'Bat HaShlachem.
Right.
Does he mean about going from door to door?
Well,
Shelo Raiti Tzadik Ne'ezer Zaro V'Bat HaShlachem.
Right. So some say it's dafka, the two together, meaning, V'Lo Raiti Tzadik Ne'ezer, what do you mean? But aren't there plenty of tzadikim who aren't a Ne'ezavim, so to speak? They don't have what they need. But it's the tzaddik vizarim of Akish Lachem, that him and the next generation, that the oini will remain and prevail in that family for generations, that we don't find. That's the way some explain it. Good. It says the Gemara, Amalei Reb Chiya Ledvisu, said Reb Chiya to his wife, Ki Osi Anya Akdimu Leirifta. If an oni comes to the door, give him a loaf of bread. So this way they'll give bread to your child, to your son. Meaning, it's good for you to give because your child might need also. So, what you're giving a klala? That our children should be poor? So some explain, the Al-Sheikh says that avada, when a person gives tzedakah, you should give it lishma. You shouldn't say, you know, it's kedai for me to give tzedakah because, you know, if my son or my grandson, Rahman al-Sam, become aniyim, then I'll want the other people to have rahmanas on them. A vada, you should give it lishma, because the fellow is a poor fellow who needs help, and needs assistance, and you should have rahmim on them. And that's what you should do. But it says the al-shikh that Reb Chiya knew that his wife was not necessarily so generous and magnanimous, and the Gemara mentions in Bava Metzia that a woman is eina tzara al ha'arachim, and so on. Darshan's spoken by Abraham and Sarah, and therefore Reb Chiya felt that it was important for him to tell his wife, to give his wife a good reason why it's kedai to do this, to encourage her to do so that she shouldn't feel that she's losing out. Good. Tanya, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Omer, V'nosim lecha rachamim, V'richamcha, V'hirbecha. So, says the Gemara, right, what's pshat in this double lashon? It says, V'nosim lecha rachamim, why does it need to say V'richamcha? Shekolam racham ala b'riyes, racham alav min ha-shamayim, kolchim racham ala b'riyes, eidim rachman alav min ha-shamayim. If a person has rachmanas, so then midu keneged mida, they will be zeicha to rachmanas also. Now, the Gemara, for the next, daf or so, is going to darshan psukim from Sefer Keheles, Perek Yud Beis. And it's going to darshan about old age. And it seems to be that the basic message which we're going to get is that a person should chaparayin in their youth while they're strong, while the body is strong and their faculties are strong, because once old age sets in, then things become that much more challenging. So, let's just read, just for the sake of understanding the drashas. At the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, it says, Uzuchar es b'irecha b'mei b'churei secha. As we already dashed this pasuk before, we saw this before. Adishalay yavayu yimei harabi giyashanim asher temer ein livahem chayfitz. As we mentioned before, we said this is referring to yimei son Mashiach. And then the pasuk says, ad asher lisechshach hashemesh v'ha'ar. So the first two things that it mentions in this pasuk, in pasuk Beis, is before the sun and the light darken. And the pasuk says v'hayareach v'akirchavim, and so too the moon and the stars v'shavu ha'avim achra hagashim, and the clouds will come back after the rain. So we're going to dash now this second pasuk. So ad asher lisechshach hashemesh v'ha'ar. So we say zu padachas v'chaitim. So the shemesh and the ar, the sun and the light, are referring to one's forehead and one's nose. What does that mean? Says Rashi, zu padachas ha-netzach, shehu chalak, it's flat, umatzir yoyse mikol ha-partzuf. There's a certain brightness which is manifest there, more so than the rest of the face. Ze chaitem, Shutoyer Pnei Adam. This kind of gives definition to a person. You can only really tell a person if you can see their nose also. That's what the Gemara says in Yevamos, that when the Gemara speaks about an Eidus Isha, about being made Meis Bailech, if a person comes into Bezdin and says, Meis Bailech, I saw that your husband died, you can only be made on a parts of Panem Im HaChaitem. Im HaChaitem. So the nose is kind of what gives a description. You know, people wearing face masks, makes a big difference if you're wearing the face mask properly, covering the nose, or not, as to whether or not you can tell what the person looks like, and so on. So that's what the beginning of the pasuk. Then, as you said, it says, V'hayareach, before the moon becomes dim, zu neshama. This is referring to the neshama. She says, "Kedachsev nelikim nishmas adam." Vakechavim elo halastasis. Very interesting. The stars. It's referring to the lechayim. It's referring to the jaws. She says that they are also they shine. That's also part of a person's face. And then finally, the pasuk concludes, "V'shavu avim achra geshem." What does that mean? Zoom are enov shal adam shahilech achra bechi. Meaning one's vision is going to be compromised because they cry. If they cry a lot, and Rashi, if you look at Rashi, very interesting. So the darkness of the eyes will come. Achar sheyarbe b'mchia b'ziknusei machmas toshes kayach v'tzaris rabas alav. So if a person, Rahman al-Slan, has a very difficult time, and because of that they're crying and crying, then that will cause their vision to be diminished. Says the Gemara, some words about crying. Amar Shmuel, Haydi Masa, with regards to crying, Ad arboyin shnin hadra, up until 40 years, up until the age of 40, so it'll come back. Meaning, even if a person cries, no big deal, it'll be replenished, and so on. You can't elach loy hadra, meaning the tear ducts, the things will start to dry out, and things already start to shut down a little bit. Rav Nachman, hay kuchla, we know that this kol was something which was placed in the eye, usually for refuah. So ad arboim shnein, until the age of 40, marvach, it will help, and it will be meshaper the kayach hara'iya. It will aid in one's vision. Mitan ve'elach, afil malya ka'avisna de girdai, even if you use like a very thick brush, something, and you use like one of the instruments which weavers use, as Rashi explains. So you use a thick brush, and in theory you're dabbing on a large quantity of this coil. And therefore, one would have thought that therefore it would be very very helpful. So after the age of 40, uk mamoikim, arvuchele marvach, meaning it will kind of maintain, it'll kind of keep things the way they are, but arvuchele marvach, it's not going to make things any better. So it's going to teach us that in general, certainly up until the age of 40, the more coil one administers, the better it is for one's vision and so on. Good. Rav Chanina Shchiva Le Brate. He lost a daughter. Le'avi Kebachi Allah. He didn't cry when she died. So Amr Leid Visu. His wife said, "Tanik Olda Apikas Mi Beiseich." What? It's just as if you lost a hen. I mean, why are you not crying? So Amr La Tarzi. What? Two bad things should happen to me. Meaning, tchala ve'ivra, I should be, Rashi says, on tchala Rashi says, that shikul banim, I should be bereft of children, ve'ivra, ve'ivra in hadima, and I should also lose my sight due to crying. Savala ki hadam rabbi yechem yishim rabbi yezi ben katsarta, Sheish d'maye sein, there's six types of tears. Shalesh yafis, shalesh ra'is, three are good, three are bad. Shal ashan, shal bechiv, shal besakise ra'is. Those three are bad. Meaning in besakise, Rashi says if a person is struggling in the besakise and causes them to cry, that's bad. Shal sam, if it's crying from taking medicine, shal schaik or laugh, shal peris yafis, or pungent types of fruits and vegetables, that is good. And therefore, he felt it wasn't kedai for him to cry. The Mefarshim asked Kakash, the Ayavitz, the Sfasemis, say, I does my Gemara say, in my Tatan, Gimel Yomim Lebechi, Gimel Yomim Lebechi, and implying that one should cry. So they both say, it doesn't mean that you have to cry, it just means you're allowed to cry. But one should not be crying after the first 3 days of Shiva. Or, it says the Yavitz, it could be that really one is supposed to cry the first 3 days. But he felt that because he was so weak, that crying would have such an adverse impact on his health, that that's the reason why he didn't do it. Good. Fine. We continue with the third pasuk in Kehelet. So, it says in the third pasuk, Bayoim sheyazu shemrei habayis visavsu. So, what is this referring to? Something that the guards of the house become shaky. So, bayoim sheyazu shemrei habayis elu haksolim. This is referring to the Ksalim Hatzlois, meaning the loins and the ribs. These are things which kind of are shomer, the insides of a person, the Bnei Ma'ayim, and so on. So that once these areas, they will become shaky. The Hisavsu Anshe Hechayel, and the Anshe Hechayel, the men of valor, they also become crooked and bent. Elu Hashikayim. This is referring to one's thighs, which that's the strength of a person. Uvatlu ha teichanois, and the things which grind become bottle. Eila shinayim, this refers to one's teeth, that they have a difficult time chewing. Vechoshchu harois ba'arubois. What does that mean? That those which see in the through the windows, that becomes dim and dark. So one starts to lose one's vision. So Amalei case, Levi Shimon Hananya, my time, Alei Asisus Levi Avidan. Why did you not come to the Bay Avidan? We saw that the Bay Avidan was the place where they would have these philosophical debates. So she said, why did you not come to the Bay Avidan? So Amalei said, he said to the Kesar, Tur Tlaga. Well, we'll just read the Gemara first. He said, number one, to a tlag. Number two, scharune glidin. Number three, kalbui le navchin. And number four, tachnui le teichnin. So what are these things? To a tlag is that the mountain has become snowy. Meaning, look at me, I'm white. I'm an old man. And around the whiteness, there's ice. Meaning, look at my beard, look at my mustache, I'm white everywhere. And my dogs don't bark, meaning my voice isn't strong anymore, and my grinders cannot grind, my teeth, I can't have a difficult time chewing. You know, I am an old man, I cannot come to the Bay Avidan and start having these philosophical debates. Be'ram Amri, they said, what did Rabbi Shimon Hananya mean to say? Ablo Avidna Bechishna. Meaning to say, Rashi says, if you look around here about eight lines down, Adla Avidna Bachishna Achar Ma Shalavid Mimeni, and you mefashbesh. I'm kind of looking after that which wasn't lost from me. Meaning Mirav Zikna Anihoilech Shachuach, I'm bent over, Uminanayan, I'm kind of shaking. Venira Kimish Mabakish Dinar. It looks as if I'm looking for something. I mean, I didn't actually lose anything, but my posture seems to imply that I'm kind of walking around looking for something. It's just that I'm so old, it's difficult for me to, you know, walk normally. And that's what he was telling the Kesar. Tanya Rabbi Yisrael Bar-Kismaimer, Tava Trei Miflas. Better is two than three. Better to walk on two legs than with three with a cane. Vailo Lachadada Ozla Vale Asya. Woe to that which goes and doesn't come back. Mahi Amabchiz the Yankusa. It's referring to one's youth. Once the youth is gone, it does not come back. Yazra Dimi Amar Yankusa Klila de Varda Savusa Klila de Chilfa. Youth is compared to a crown of flowers, whereas old age is a crown of thorns. Tanimishmei the Rebbe Meir Doik Bekachi Mesishkach Benigri Shenema Venizba Lechem Venia Tevim Vera Le Rainu. So what is this referring to? Doik Bekachi is saying basically chew with your teeth. Rashi says, "Dek bekachiv v'sishkach benigri achol harbe v'timtza ha'achila b'psiyesecha." Meaning, if you eat well, you will detect a difference in the steps in your steps. Meaning, you'll be strong and you will be healthy. As the pasuk says, "V'nizba lachem v'niya tovim." If you're satiated from bread and things will be good, v'ra lo ra'inu. And it will not be raw. It will not be bad for you, and so on. Amalei Shmuel of Yudah Shinana. Sharei Sokayich Va'ayil Lachmacha. The Rashi explains that you should basically open up your sack, your mouth, and Va'ayil Lachmacha, and allow the bread to enter. Eat properly whilst you're young. And if you eat properly while you're young, then you will be strong when you're old. Ad arboin shnein mechlamali. Mikan ve'elef mishtemali. First 40 years of your life, food is very good for you. Afterwards, it's all about drinking. You need to make sure that you drink properly. You need to make sure you drink enough. Sometimes people become more thirsty with older age. And you need to make sure that you drink. Okay, the Gemara records a very interesting conversation between a Stoiki and Rabbi Shimon Karcha. Now we know that Rabbi Shimon Karcha, according to some, was the son of Rabbi Akiva. And some just say he was called Ben Karcha because he was bald. And you know, perhaps he was bald from a very early age, and that's why he was known as Rabbi Shimon Karcha. And we have this discussion between the Tzedeki and Rabbi Shimon Karcha. And what's quite fascinating is that we kind of see this concept of Atan Ksil V'Yivalta, that he seems to be responding to him, and the Tzedeki is making fun of Rabbi Shimon Karcha, and Rabbi Shimon Karcha seems to be giving as good as he gets, at least on a simple level. That's what seems to be going on over here. So Amalei Ahu Guzo Rabbi Shua Ben Karcha. So Rashi says Guzo means a saris, the Tzedeki Haya. He was a eunuch. And he was a Tzedeki. So he told Rabbi Shua Ben Karcha, and he mocked him, he made fun of him, and he said, Mihocha lekachina kama hava. How long does it take to go from here to Baldstown? I need to get to Baldstown, to Kachina. How long does that take? So Amalei kemihacha leguznaya, the same distance from here to Unixville. So you ask me how long it takes to get to Baldstown? It takes the same amount of time to get to Unixville. That's what he responded. So Amalei tzeiki barcha karcha barba. Yeah, you should know. He told Yeshua, if you have a bald goat, it costs 4 dinar. So Amalei Rabbi Shua responded and said, Ikra shlifa, and if you have a sterile sheep, mitamnia, it's going to cost 8. Why will it cost 8? Because it's sterile, so then the meat tastes better, and it costs 8. Again, this exchange back and forth between the two. Chazia, dulei sayin misane. So the steak you saw, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha was not wearing shoes. Presumably it was Yom Kippur, it was Tisha B'Av. So Amalei said, I don't understand, you're not wearing shoes. He said, Amalei, Dalsus Melech. If you see a nobleman on a horse, maybe they're a king or they're royalty. Dal Chamar, they're a Ben Chayrin, at least they're a free man. Udmanali Bergloi Ba'inish. At least if they've got footwear, they're a human being. I mean, that's the basics of a human being, to wear shoes. Whereas Deleha, if you're not on a horse, you're not on a donkey, you're not even wearing shoes, the cover, Tavminei, someone who's dead and buried is better. Why are you not wearing shoes? Disgraceful. So Amalei, Goyza Goyza Tlas. You, eunuch, you have told me 3 things. So Tlas Amrisli. Tlas Shamus. So you now need to listen to 3 things which I'd like to tell you. Hadris Panim Zakon. The Hadris Panim of a person is a beard, and that's something which you do not have. You're a eunuch. Simchas Lev is Isha. And clearly that's not something which you're capable of having. Nachlas Hashem Bonim, also you're not capable of having these things. Baruch Hamakim Shimon Achami Kulam. Baruch Hashem, and Hashem prevented you from having all of these 3 things. So, Omar Lei, Karcha, Mitzuyana. I see you're really argumentative. You're coming to argue with me. Omar Lei, Ikra, Shlifa, Techacha. Says Rashi in the second to last line in the right hand column. Omar Lei, Rabbi Shua, Ikra, Shlifa, Techacha, Ata, Saris. You were the one who came to start with me, and therefore I merely responded. It's still quite fascinating why he even deigned to respond. Good. Now we move on to the 4th pasuk in Kehelet. Again, speaking about old age. So it says, V'sugru d'lasayim b'shuk, that the doors to the streets are shut. What is that referring to? Elunikov of Shal Adam is referring to one's orifices in old age. And then it says, Vishval Koyal Hatachana, the Tachna, meaning the mill, the sound of the mill is going to grow faint. Bishvil kurkavan she'ein etochen, because one's intestines, they're not able to digest the food. V'yakum lekoil hatzipor, meaning the song of the birds will grow weak, or he'll get up to the call of the tzipor. What does that mean? Shafiru tzipor minarte mishinasei. Even a person will be woken up, will be such a light sleeper, that they'll wake up from the sound of the birds chirping. Miyashachu kol b'nei sashir. What does that mean? That the b'nei sashir, the ones who are the singers, the music, will also die down. Filu kol sharin b'shareis demes alav kishucha. All different types of music will all kind of just be like regular sicha. The person will no longer enjoy and be margish the pleasantness of shir. That's what will happen with old age. So that's Shlomo Melech. Says the Gemara, Av Barzilei Agiladi Amla David. He also lamented old age. Meaning, we know that Barzilei was good to David when he was running away because of Avshalom. And he said, Ben Shmeinim Shananech Hayim Ha'edim In Tev L'ra. You think I'm 80 years old, you think I'm able to discern between good and bad? You can't judge the Shulskein and Mishtanis. It becomes bad with old age. You think I'm able to taste and taste the taste of the food and drink which I eat and drink? You can't just the same Shulskein and Misraptis. Meaning the lips of the elderly, they start to crack, and they're not able to taste the food. Im eshma oyd bekol sharim misharis megan shas neim shol skinim miskabdes. They cannot hear so well. But on that says the Gemara now. Amarav barzil agiladi shakra hava. He's a shakran. You don't lose your taste of your sense of taste. Dahi amsa the have the Rebbe, one of the maidservants in the house of Rebbe, bas tishin v'tarti shnin. She was 92 years old, and she was still working. He didn't fire her. She was 92. And the harvest time of Kidra. And she used to taste the food, I guess, before it was presented to Rebbe. So clearly she still had the ability to taste. So you see that Barzil Agiladi was a shakar. Rav Amar, no, he wasn't a shakar. Barzil Agiladi shot of Bezima, Havi, Chalashat Bezima, Zikna, Kifat, Salav, because he was so indulged in Znus. So that's the reason why old age crept up on him, and he lost a lot of the senses which a person has when they're a younger person. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi Omer Tamidei Chachamim calls man shemaskinim chachma nitei sefes behem. So the older they are, the more chachma they have. Shenam, as the pasuk says, be yeshishim chachma. With yeshishim, with the elderly, there is chachma. The erech yamim tzvuna. Whereas ami ha'aretz is man shemaskinim tipshus nitei sefes behem. Shenam, meis yisafa l'nemanim v'tam zekeinim yikach. The tam, the reason of the zekeinim, will be removed from them. Okay, we move on now to the fifth pasuk in Kehelet. Again, speaking about old age. So the pasuk begins, gam migavoya yiro. Even from something high, they will fear. So what is that referring to? Gami gavayiro afilu gavshushis ketana demalav kahari har. Even a little bump in the road. Let's say there's a great big mound. There's a great big hill. Pasuk continues vechaschatim baderech. And there is something terrifying in the derech. What is that? Beshoshem halach baderech nasilay tevachim. Meaning they get very scared that they're going to be nichshol, they're going to fall, they're going to stumble. And by yinoitz ha-shaked, it speaks about an almond blossoming. Zoi klibosis. This is referring to klibosis. Rashi explains that basically it's referring to the bones in a person's thighs. Various things stick out because when they're old and their bodies are frail and thin, so various things stick out. Ve'yistabel echagav, literally in the grasshopper, is burdened. Elu agovis. This is referring to the backside of a person. Even that, a person will find a difficulty kind of walking and schlepping and moving. The suffer hevyona, and there will be a hafara of the evyona here. Milashim taiva zuhemda, meaning the taiva for tashmish will stop. So the Gemara says of Kahana Avi Pasik Sidra. He was saying, reading these psukim, came the Rav came out to Lycra, and he came to this pasuk Negid Visnach. Rav groaned, he sighed. So Omar, as the Rav Kahana said, Shema Mina Bot Lechemda the Rav. Must be that Rav no longer has taiva. Yeah, Amr Kahana Maidachsiv Kihu Amr Vyehi, meaning Hashem made a gzera and it came to be. And it was. What is that referring to? Zu Isha. It's referring to the very fact that men have taiva for women. Meaning it's a peladik azach. Had it not been that Hashem made a gzera, it doesn't make sense. Meaning, Hu Tziva V'yamid Eilu Bonim. Meaning the reason why Hashem did this is so that we should procreate. Meaning Tana Isha Chimas Malitzaya. She's really like a sack filled with tzaya. Upia Malidam, and her pia, meaning pia shalmata, the lower section is filled with blood. And nevertheless, akol rotsa makareha, and everyone still chases after women. Such a strange thing. Alamites, because of the gzeres melech of kihu amar v'yehi. Good. It says the pasuk in Keheles, the fifth pasuk, it says that kihoylech adam, the end of the pasuk continues and says kihoylech ha'adam el beis olamaya. A person goes to his world. Everyone gets a place, a living quarters according to their own kavod. Meaning, the king and the servants enter a town. They all enter the same gate. They all fly into London Heathrow, and the Malach goes to the Dorchester, and the rest of the Chevra go to the cheap motel. So everyone goes to Beis Olamai. You go to the world which you have created. Whatever you have created through your mitzvahs, that will be your world. Kol Hayaldus Vashachris Havel. What does it mean that Yaldus and Shachris is Hevel? The Varim Shadav Isa V'Yaldusa, meaning if a person is overly indulged in Tashmish and physicality, Mashir and Pana, that causes a person to be old, Isaac Nusay, to be overly, and that's become old even earlier than they would have otherwise. Armav Yitzvah Kasha Rima Lameis. Meaning when the worms go through the dead body, it's as painful as needles going through the flesh of someone alive. Shenema, because it's when in the pasuk in reference to a person post mortem, it says ach besare alav yichav, that it will be painful. A person will actually feel the pain. One's own soul laments and mourns for the person for 7 days. Shenemar v'nafshei alav te'eval. It says the nefesh upon the physical body will mourn, and we know that mourning is 7 days. Uksiv yasla aviv eval shivas yamim. It says that avelus is 7 days. Amar Yehuda meis she'ein le menachmin. And here Rashi says menachmin means ein le avelim shutzrichim lenachmin. There's no one actually sitting shiva. So what happens? Holchin asara b'nei adam v'yishin b'mkoymei. 10 people will go and sit in the place. Sit in the place of that person. Ha'o d'shachu v'shivavuz of Rav Yehuda. There was a fellow who died in Rav Yehuda's neighborhood. V'lo hayu loy menachmin. And there were no kravim. So what did Rav Yehuda do? Kol yeh ma'avi d'abar Rav Yehuda b'asara v'yasu v'duchtu. He brought 10 people and sat in the person's place during the shiva. La'ach shiva yamim mischazer levechel mede. Rav Yehuda of Amalei tino dait chashinach des daiti. You should be calm and relaxed, knowing that you gave me a tremendous nechama The fact that you came and you made out the Mefarshim, the Paiskim say that the inyan of the Shiva is very much an external thing because of Kavod HaMeis, to show the Tsar that the person has died. It's not so much about a Panimius the Ketzar as it is about a Chitzenius the Ketzar and showing that you're very upset. Good. Om Rabbi Vayu Kol Oimrim Kol She'imrim B'nei HaMeis Yedei Ajistam HaGoyla. Things which are said about the mace understands and realizes until the stone, the slab is placed over the mace. Says the Gemara, Pligi Rebhi Rav Shimon Rebbe Hadamar Achis Magelo Hadamar Achis Akla Basa. One says that a mace is aware and understands what's happening to them up until the flesh decomposes. So Madam Achis Akla Basa Dechsev Achbesara Alav Yichav Venafshe Alav Teeval. So it's speaking about whilst the flesh is decomposing, like we mentioned before, Besar Alav Yechav, and it still says, V'nafshe Alav Te'aval, that the nefesh still seems to understand what's going on. Right? Meaning as soon as the soul goes down to the offer, and that's it. Good. Tadrabaran. Varuach Toshuv. Meaning it says that the ruach, the soul, will return to our elikim asher nesana, just like it was given. Why does it need to say just like it was given? It says the Gemara, tana loy kemayish nasna lacha, give it back to Hashem the same it was given. Meaning b'tahara, of atabatar, was given to you. So give it back when it is tahar. He apportions Bigdei Malchus to his servants' clothing. So the smart ones, they fold it up and they store it away nicely. Tipshin Shaban Halchu V'Asta Ben Malachim. They misuse it. They use it. They wear these clothing even when they're doing dirty malacha. So Le'yamim Bikish Malach Es Kelov. Eventually, the king asks for the royal clothing back. Pikhan Shaban Nechzirim Le'kishin Megotz. They return it when it's nice, pristine, well kept. Tipshim Shaban Nechzirim Le'kishin Melachlochem. When it's dirty. So Samach Hamelach Likras Pikhan Because the Kras Tipshim. He's very happy with the Pikhin, he's upset with the Tipshin. Ala Pikhin Omar Yinosnu Kelai L'Oitzan. Let the royal clothing go back to the treasury. So, meaning the Neshama will go back to the treasury. Deheim Yelchu L'Vatzeim L'Shalom. Ala Tipshin Omar Kelai Yinosnu L'Kavis. It's got to be laundered. Deheim Yishabshu B'Beis Asurin. And because they misused it, they go to prison. Avakadesh Baruch Hu Al Gufim Shal Tzadikim Aymer Yavei Shalom Yanuchu Al Mishkavaisam. They will rest. I mean, the Tzadik will rest in peace. Al Nishmasenu Aymer V'Hoisa Nefesh Adoni Tzrura B'Tzrar HaChayim. That is the reference to the Nefesh of the Tzadik. Al Gufim Shal Rishayim Aymer Ein Shalom Am Hashem Rishayim. There is no peace for the goof of the neshama. Al neshmasim u'aymer ves nefesh eivecha yikalena b'sech kafa kala. It will be slung in this slingshot. Tanya b'leza eimer neshmasim shal tzadikim genuzes tachas kisa kovet. The neshama of tzadikim is going to rest tachas kisa kovet. Shneva v'ayis nefesh adeni tzur b'tzur ha'chaim. V'shal v'shem zeyma mayis v'holchais. It's going to be imprisoned. It's going to be slung in this slingshot. What about someone who's not a tzaddik, not a rasha? Meaning, if I was no longer alive, if I was dead, would I not tell you the answer to this question? All I can say is, Hachi Amashmul, Eilu v'Eilu, meaning the Beinim and the Rishayim, Leduma Nusarin, are given over to this Malach called Duma. Halalu Yesh Lehem Amaneach, Halalu Ein Lehem Amaneach. Some of them, things will be good, they will rest in peace, some will not. So when you go to the Malach, this Malach of Duma, either it'll be doom and gloom, or it'll be good. Omar Rav Mari, Asidim Tzadikim Dehavu Afra. In the future, the Tzadikim will turn into dust. They mean they will decay, and they will become dust. Sivi Yashiva Afra Ela Aretz Kishahaya. Says the amazing Maisa, Hanu Kapu Loi Dehavu Kafli Ba'ara. There were people who were digging in Dehavu Kafli Ba'ara Rav Nachman. They were digging in the Ara de Rav Nachman, meaning it was Rav Nachman's property, and they were digging over there. Now, Rav Achai bar Yeshia, who was already nifter, he made a sound and groaned at them, meaning, don't dig because you're digging into me. Even though he was nifter, he was able to communicate. So also, Amri Rav Nachman came back and he told Rav Nachman that Nachar ben Gavra, that there was someone in the ground, someone who was mace, and he's groaning and moaning and making noise. So Asar Rav Nachman came there. Amalei man niumar, who's there? Who are you? Amalei ano achoy bar Yeshia. I am achoy bar Yeshia. So Amalei v'lav Amar of Mari asidi tzadiki dehavu afra. Amazing. Like he immediately asked the Magasha, but didn't Rav Mari say that in the future the tzaddikim are going to become afar? So Amalei Umani Mari Dala Yadanale. So you know who are you that I don't recognize who you are? So Amalei Vaha Kroksiv Vyashiva Afar Al Aretz Kishahaya. But doesn't the Pasuk say that one will go back to the dust? That's the Pasuk says. We just read this Pasuk in Tehillah. Vyashiva Afar Al Aretz Kishahaya. I think maybe the way it is, so the Amalei Rav Achoy Bar Yeshia says, Umani Mori Dala Yadanale, meaning I don't know this teaching which you're telling me. So he says, what do you mean? That it's based on the Pasuk in Kehelas. The Pasuk in Kehelas says, V'yashava Afar Ela Aretz Kishahaya. Umalei Dakrayach Kehelas Lekrayach Mishle. Clearly the one who taught you Kehelas did not teach you all the teachings of Shlomo Melech. He never taught you Mishle. Dechsiv Rekavat Samas Kina. That if there's rekev in the atzamas, that will bring about jealousy. So we learn from here, kol mishishli kina b'libay atzmeisav markivim. Kol she'ein lei kina b'libay ein atzmeisav markivim. Now I guess, being that I never had kina in my lifetime, so I did not decompose. So gishashe, so Nachman felt him. Chazidiz b'mishashe. He was able to realize that there was a body there. So Amalei Lekamar Legave Devesa. So why don't you go home? Why are you remaining in the ground? You're complete person. Amalei Galisa Bachafiru Nevia Gale Karisa. Not only have you not learned Ksuvim, you haven't even learned Neviyama. So Pasuk in Yechezkel, V'chziv, V'yedatem, Ki Ani Hashem, B'pitzchi es kivrei seichem. Meaning, I am Hashem at the entrance of the kvareis, and the Pasuk continues, U'ba'aleisi eschem mikivrei seichem ami. I will be mala you from the kever. Meaning, you need to wait until Hashem says it's time to leave. Amalei v'chziv, ki ofer atzev, ofer tashuv, but doesn't the Pasuk say that a person will become offer? I mean, you're telling me you weren't jealous, but the Pasuk does say that a man returns to dust. That's a Pasuk in Bereishis noch. Clearly, what are you going to do with that? Amaleyahu Shiva Sha'ach has Kedim Tchias HaMeisim. That is referring to 1 hour before Tchias HaMeisim. But until that time, someone who doesn't have jealousy, the body will not decompose. Okay, we will call it here. And Baz Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow.